It's time for our pit stop. Here, we take a brief rest. It's a time to refuel, recharge, and explore shorter topics that are meaningful and helpful to us RVers. Welcome to RV Out West. I'm your host, Brooks. Last year, as a little Christmas gift to myself, I bought these story prompt cards called Campfire Stories. It's an oversized deck of cards, and each card has a prompt with the intention of igniting wonderful conversations around a campfire. I went through the deck recently and picked out a card to talk about here on a pit stop. The prompt for today is a memorable road trip. I have been fortunate to road trip across the United States 7 different times. Yet only one of those experiences was with our travel trailer. Back when I was 23 years old, in a cold, dark December day, I graduated from university. Before settling into my first role as a newly minted professional, I wanted to capitalize on this moment and take a break between my education and launching into my career. I wanted a quintessential Americana road trip. Given that the new year was only a few weeks away, it all just seemed so right. I found myself crossing off one of life's major milestones, and it needed to be celebrated. Please also remember that this is super early times of the internet. There wasn't GPS guided navigation. It was still paper road maps and an atlas of the United States interstates and highways. The decision was made to attend Mardi Gras in New Orleans in February, and this was to be our turnaround point on this trip. I knew I needed to raise some cash pretty quickly to fund this 6-week adventure. I moved out of my apartment in my college town, moved into Athena, my 1978 Volkswagen camper bus, and did what we referred to now as mooch docking. I lived out of my bus and stayed in the driveway of my dad's house. I found a job working at a local bakery where I would get up around 4-ish in the morning and be at work by 5 a.m. to help knead the dough and then load the loaves into the oven. Once they were baked, we would then pull the piping hot bread out of the oven and load them onto nearby racks to cool. I did that for 40 hours a week for 6 weeks leading up to my departure date. I stashed as much cash as I could so I would have a fun little nest egg for the trip. The general route was to head south and avoid snow as much as possible, given that we were taking this trip in the dead of winter in an air-cooled classic V-Dub bus. Heat was always a tricky thing with these types of buses. We shot down Interstate 5 to Los Angeles, where we proceeded there to cut east and head towards Arizona, across New Mexico, the state of Texas, and through Louisiana. The almost 2,000-mile stretch laid out before us, and I was traveling with two high school buddies who were also down for such a grand adventure. It was on this trip, really my first big road trip. This was without a cell phone. Well, we had one that my friend's mom gave us for, quote, emergency use only, because this is back when you had to pay a pretty penny per minute to use one. The mixture of planning to let the wind carry you at your back, I think that was the hook. Watching the road pass underneath you as you propel yourself forward is one of my greatest drugs. The wing window cracked just right so that you can feel the wind as you drive. It was at this moment that not only was I feeling the freest I had ever felt before in my life, but the possibilities were truly limitless. The only thing to stop me was me. That is why I think this road trip was so memorable. Does that exclude any of the other times I've ever driven across the United States? Not by any means. They each have taught me something, and they each have introduced me to so many wonderful places and people. But I also realize and appreciate that not only every memorable road trip needs to be so grand, the local road trips for weekends out to the ocean, up into the heart of the Cascade Mountain Range, also imprint an impression on me. That is what is so wonderful about being on the road. I'm sharing this today with each of you, but I also want to share your stories, so I'm starting something new with this episode. Using these campfire story cards, I want to begin a question of the month. If you head over today to rvoutwest.com, you will see up in the menu bar a link called Question. You can record yourself up to 90 seconds and share with me and our fellow listeners your answers and sharing about a memorable road trip. Each month, I will add some listeners' responses to the show, and you just may end up on the podcast. So click the link and share with us about a memorable road trip. I really look forward to hearing what each of you have to say. Again, please visit rvoutwest.com and click on the link question. Thank you again for listening to RV Out West. I sincerely appreciate it. I'm asking you to do two things for me. Please give RV Out West a follow on Facebook and Instagram, and please share with your RVing friends and family about this podcast. I sure would appreciate it. Next Monday's episode, we chat with a Canadian Border Patrol agent, and we learn all the nitty-gritty details about RV travel and crossing the Canadian border. We've got some big plans this summer, and we are sure looking forward to spilling the beans in the next episode. Thanks so much for listening to RV Out West. Join us again next week. Please like and subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you choose to get your podcasts so you never miss an episode. I sure would appreciate it if you left a rating or a review of the show. Special thanks to Scott Holmes Music for providing us the intro song, We Are One. RV Out West can be found on Instagram and Facebook, where you can interact with us and follow along on our RV adventures around the Pacific Northwest. So get out there, explore, and go see what's beyond the horizon.